This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, I'm Mark.
Wow, hey,
and Marky Everybody. Mark, and we are the Funky Bunch.
Yes, oh, boy.
It is Mark. It is now Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. We got 3 hours to go here. Lots to talk about. On the way, we've got everything from a mayor that was looking for sex in return for paying a water bill for a woman.
That sounds fair.
We've got a study that has shown that teen girls may now be badder than teen boys. Space aliens standing up to the cops. Let's see. Also coming up, national language. Has the Senate already made a move on this? Apparently they have. Plus, can a computer read you? Immigration, we're going to talk about that, of course. Public lands, civil liberties, and spanking. It's all on the way, however much we can fit in here. And, of course, your calls about whatever you want, 800-259-9231. But starting things off tonight, we go to the world of security. ABC News.
I think when you refer to that, you shouldn't refer to it necessarily as spanking, because, I don't know, there's something. When you just say spanking, it doesn't sound like you're referring to corporal punishment. It sounds like you're referring to something vaguely sexual.
Well, whatever. People can think whatever they want. It's a pre-sell. So we're going to talk about spanking. You can get as dirty as you want with that in your own mind. All right. Air Marshal says, this from ABC News, the head of a group of federal air marshals says the service is badly broken. That's right. The federal air marshals themselves are admitting that they're absolutely useless. He says, Frank Terreri says, quote, right now, we cannot protect the public. And not because we're not proficient, not because we're not capable. It's because Federal Air Marshal Management, along with the Department of Homeland Security, won't let us do our jobs. This guy represents a group of 1,500 federal air marshals. Terreri says air marshals are not able to work undercover because check-in and boarding procedures at airports make it impossible for air marshals to maintain their anonymity.
Here's a quick question. 1,500 air marshals. How much do you think the air marshal gets paid on average per year?
Federal job, I'm guessing 70 grand at least.
70 grand times 150 or times 1,500?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Every year.
I think 70 is like the average for federal employees, so I would presume an air marshal might get a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
So, they're supposed to be undercover, but basically, according to Terreri, basically when everybody knows who you are, you're just the guys on the plane with the gun. Either they're going to avoid you or overcome you. You're at a severe disadvantage.
What we really need is we need to just let people carry on planes.
Yes.
That makes a big solution.
That is the solution.
That way you wouldn't be alone.
But get what's happened to this guy, because he's been pointing out problems, because he's been vocal about how inefficient and stupid the federal bureaucracy is. Guess what he's had to face? Terreri spent 3 years trying to get the Air Marshals Management, the top-level bureaucrats, to address these issues with no response. Instead, he says they've retaliated against him with 4 separate investigations, including one for misuse of his business card. Says the items that he was being accused of were so surreal that they were obviously intending to terrorize the other air marshals into silence, according to the...
How does one misuse a business card?
I have no idea. There's probably all kinds of federal rules around how you can use your federal business card, I suppose. The project has petitioned the U.S. Office of Special Counsel to open an investigation into Terreri's allegations. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to release an investigation of the Air Marshal Service next week, and likely they'll find out that we need more funding. This is what the problem is. Clearly the funding is the issue. We've got to pay these guys more. When in fact, the issue, according to the federal air marshal, is when he gets on the plane, he's essentially exposing himself to everybody around.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing that he's the dude with the gun that's being allowed onto the plane. He's the guy with the special federal identification, that sort of thing. And it's obvious to anybody that might be in earshot that he is the federal air marshal.
And apparently, there's a couple of things as far as check-in goes that anybody who might be watching for an air marshal, and I would think that the only people that would be watching for air marshals, at least consistently, would be potential terrorists.
You would think.
So they're going to do their job, they're going to do their homework properly, and they're going to keep an eye out for this guy, and he has different check-in than regular people. Essentially, air marshals should be regular passengers. They should get their ticket, their boarding stubs in the same way.
It should be just like in Passenger 57.
Yeah.
Well, always bet on black.
An American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit filed last year, Tarreri challenged policies prohibiting air marshals from speaking publicly about their jobs or the agency. The Federal Air Marshal Service agreed to change those policies in a settlement reached last month. So that's why you're even hearing about this. He had to sue the feds in order to even speak out about the bureaucracy and the red tape. And then on top of that, Department of Homeland Security officials declined to be interviewed or even provide a comment to ABC News regarding the Federal Air Marshal Service. So once again, the government is under fire in the press, and they refuse to even talk about it. They refuse to even discuss the issue.
Why should they?
You know, well, exactly. It's just going to hurt them. Just going to make them look inefficient and stupid.
Why should they answer to the press and the people and all that stuff?
Yeah, they're not like our servants or anything. We don't pay their salary, do we? And, you know, Johnson, your solution was absolutely the correct one. The answer here is not to lessen the regulations on the federal air marshals. That's what they want. Because they, you know, usually these guys are good guys. They want to help. They want to protect people. That's their mindset. Mm-hmm. However, they shouldn't be the only ones on that plane with the ability to bear arms. I mean, the Second Amendment should not stop at the plane door. Now, look, if it's private property, you can set whatever rules you want. So, therefore, what we should have is actually competition amongst the airlines to determine what's the most safe security protocol. Do we want to have a plane where you can just bring whatever weapons you want on board, or do we want a plane where everybody gets a strip search before they come on, or something in between? I think all of the options should be available out there for people to decide on what they want.
I think at least one airline should be allowed to have an airline that allows carry, because then, you know, okay, worst case scenario, say you have a bunch of gun nuts on a plane, they're all armed, somebody goes crazy, right? Somebody goes crazy, gets out a gun, starts blasting, right? That plane isn't going to be directed into a building. There are plenty of other people shooting. I mean, so an all-out war erupts on the plane, you know, people die, the plane crashes, that's the worst case scenario. It's the same as if a bunch of people get together and start shooting each other on the street, you know.
Which doesn't happen.
Exactly.
I mean, if you've got a situation on the street or in a plane where a madman pulls out a gun and starts plugging away at people, and there are others around that are armed, it will not be long before that guy is taken out.
One thing about science that we should clear up is that, putting a bullet hole in the side of a plane won't rip out the side of the fuselage.
Like, that's actually just what I was going to say. That's great.
It doesn't happen.
Only in the movies.
Well, exactly.
Slowly depressurize. And
that myth was perpetuated for a long time.
Yeah.
You know,
that
explosive decompression, if you blow a bullet hole in the side of the plane, the side of the plane is going to explode out.
It's really dramatic.
Yeah. It's fun.
So it's perfect for movie.
Yeah, sure. And that's not what happens. You blow a bullet hole in the side of the plane, there's maybe a sound of rushing air.
So here's my question, Ian. If you're going to, you know, you're going to make airlines free, I'm with you. I like the idea of lessening the regulations on airlines, but man, I got some problems with it too. So you got let's say we call them cheapo airlines.
Okay.
Cheapo airlines has a policy against anyone carrying weapons on their plane.
Yeah.
No weapons. I mean nothing. You're not allowed to carry guns. You're not allowed to have mace. Nothing. No weapons.
Okay.
But cheapo airlines does appeal to the lowest common denominator, which is people that are willing to pay as little as possible. Cheapo doesn't even have those. They don't even have those air conditioned tubes that run from the building to the airplane. Yeah. In fact, you have to walk out of the building. You have to walk up these rolling steps that they roll up to the airplane.
Got it.
And everybody goes.
I've flown those planes before. Actually, it's kind of nice.
Cheapo airlines.
You get on and off real fast.
Cheapo doesn't spend any money on metal detectors or anything like that.
Okay.
What do you do when a terrorist takes over Cheapo Airlines? Because the good, honest, law-abiding citizens will not have guns on that weapon. Only the bad people.
Well, if people are concerned about that sort of thing, they shouldn't ride on Cheapo. 800-259-9231.
What if they fly into a building and put me in danger now?
It is the toll-free number. Well, then that's your risk, I suppose.
It's not my risk.
For
what? For being in a building?
That's right. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current herbal healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. Both of them are totally free right there at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
So I've got to ask you, the theory is going around that you changed your name because you were really bothered by Torgo calling you all those woman names on Friday. Is that true? Or
why would that have anything to do with it exactly?
I don't know.
I mean, like it just doesn't make any sense that it would. I changed my name to Mark because he called me Loretta.
Loretta and Sally and Ethel, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just to reassert your manliness, I would.
Right. I mean, you were going by manwich.
I
mean,
wait. Well, I see what you're saying. If I was going to assert my manliness, I would have changed my name to a fake name like Dirk.
I don't know. I think Mark's a pretty manly name.
It's certainly not one of those gender ambiguous
no,
ones.
No, there's
like,
no Marquette or anything.
Jody or Ashley or something like that.
Marcia.
No, not at all. So
I think
we're
the
talking
feminine of Mark is Marcy.
So we're talking about security and the airlines, and man, which it sounded like you had me cornered a moment ago, and you had a.
I do love cornering you.
Right. And essentially, you'd painted a picture of El Cheapo Airlines,
which really is just how airlines were before 9/11.
And you're off your game.
I guess. So essentially, what you were saying is there's El Cheapo Airlines. Mm-hmm. They cut back on security costs. They don't even have. They don't even have metal detectors.
No metal detector, no security, no
air
marshals. But
the rule on the plane is there's no weapons.
No weapons.
But it's an honor system sort of thing.
Essentially, the way it was previously.
Right.
I mean, I don't remember having gone through any metal detectors or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Before 9/11, you just kind of made it, you ran to your plane, you got on, and that was it. People, I guess you...
You don't remember going through metal detectors before 9/11?
No.
There were metal detectors at every single airport I'd ever been to.
I don't remember that happening.
Johnson?
Yeah, I there's never been a time in my life where there hasn't been metal detectors.
Where there has not been, okay.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, so...
Mark's older than both of us, so there could have been.
Well, there certainly were times before the people got on before metal detectors, but I just don't remember it happening.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was just that incidental to you. Because that was all the security there was.
Right.
Right.
All right, so you said that the El Cheapo Airlines, well, what'll happen if it gets hijacked by terrorists and flown into a building? Well, then you're going to die in flames. I mean, if you're in the building, you're going to die in a fiery death.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happens today when terrorists hijack planes, with all the security that we have. So I don't, you know, you're not, were you making an argument, were you making an argument to actually, to beef up security, to beef up, checkpoints, that sort of thing?
Well, I think that laws are there to protect people from, that there's a lot of laws there to protect people from the negligence of others. And in this particular case, if one ran one's airline in this fashion, one would be putting everyone in danger from a terrorist that might do such a thing.
Right, but
they'd
be putting
themselves in danger.
Right, they'd be putting themselves out of business.
Who's the
airline. Nobody's going to fly that airline.
Well, the heck
they
won't.
Maybe they would. Maybe they would.
I mean, the lowest price is exactly what people shop for as far as airlines go.
But maybe they would. Okay, look, if
I mean, somebody might come along and say, we've got the lowest price,
then,
and you can bring on weapons. But I don't know most Americans, especially the Americans we're dealing with right now, would see that as a benefit.
Okay, no.
Wait until a few people crash into buildings, and then they'll see it as a benefit.
Right, exactly. They'll see it as a benefit, and what you've just described is the creation of a market for making metal detectors that are so affordable that one can still offer an inexpensive airline service while still offering metal detectors.
Well,
what you just described.
I don't think metal detectors are really the cost prohibitive part. I think it's actually the guy who sits next to the metal detector and says, oh, you just set it off, you have to go back through.
Right.
All right, you just set it off again. Do you have any, belt on, shoes, that kind of thing?
It's certainly not as cost prohibitive when it's done on a private basis. I mean, if you're looking at a federal bureaucrat, you're going to be paying them a lot more than you'd be paying the normal guy.
I have to agree with that.
Hugely.
Yeah.
You're just playing, your own airline security. Absolutely, it would be less. And that person could actually multitask and function in another role, another capacity.
Sure, and instead of having to have 10 bureaucrats milling around while one of them's actually doing the checking, you could just have one or two people doing the checking.
For example, in between, how often are those terminals empty? Constantly. So in between, when people are getting on flights, there's a lot of downtime. That person who normally mans security could also clean.
Well, I think that depending on the size of the airport, I can't imagine that most airports, all their terminals are empty all the time.
No, I'm not talking about all the terminals. But each security section is in an individual terminal.
Well,
so what you could have is you could have, when the terminals are in downtimes, that person could double up roles.
He's just thinking ways of cutting costs. That's
right.
I don't think that it. It's not just terminals that have security. It's like the whole section of terminals. Terminal 26 through 45.
It does depend on the airport.
And it does. And I would think that if you want to look at that direction, and I'm not certainly not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't benefit from trying to make airlines more efficient, but it would seem to me that having it right there where people enter the plane, that way one of the steward eye that is in the plane could step out. and check it out that way.
Because
they all they do is stand there and greet you on the way
right.
in. Hello, hi, enjoy your trip.
An earlier concern you mentioned, man, which was that you were worried about how Americans today would feel about having access to an airline where they could carry weapons. In which case, I would say that there are probably a lot of Americans that would feel very uncomfortable flying on that airline. And that's fine. Don't fly on it. In which case, there's also a lot of Americans that happen to be big fans of the Second Amendment that I think would be, they would just be loving the opportunity to carry their favorite firearm on them on a plane. I think there'd be a huge market for it, personally.
I'm not that interested in the idea.
Okay, well, it's because you're a little pansy and you don't have weapons.
I'm going to be a pansy because I don't want to carry a gun.
Why do I have to carry the gun? You can be protected by all the people that are carrying the gun on the plane. I'd fly that airline. I wouldn't necessarily carry a weapon with me because I would know that there was, 10 Bubbas in there with big firearms.
Yeah, I don't like guns personally. I don't really particularly feel like being around a firearm most of the time. I don't personally own one yet. I don't know if I will or not. I've been to a shooting range. I've fired guns. I've fired rifles. I've fired handguns. But particularly, I don't know that I'd want to keep them around me. And I'd fly that airline.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea. I don't like being around people normally that have weapons. But I'd probably still want to fly that airline just because that airline would be a lot safer than what we have under the government protection system.
Our board op says he would fly it with an AK-47 and he's got our backs.
Is that Jason?
It's Mark.
Mark, okay.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, 800-259-9231. If you've got comments on airline security, if you're a scaredy cat like Manwich and you think we need to have a whole bunch of security all over the place, then we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. So, Jonathan, let's talk about... Actually, it's Tim. Let's talk about computer... Wait, Manwich, you got something? Oh, that's right. You do have something.
Yeah, go ahead and do the Johnson thing. That's fine.
Oh, well, okay. Let's go with Johnson then. Now, Johnson, what is about computers?
Well, there's an interesting kind of new study that they've been doing. I think it's in London. We'll have to check. It says here, we've all heard the phrase before. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Well, several years ago, Alex Pentland, a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, their media lab, decided to find out whether or not that piece of conventional wisdom is true.
Sounds intriguing. 800-259-9231. The issue is, can a computer read you like a book? Meaning what? We'll find out. Your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Over 1,300 of our listeners have added themselves to it, and you can get on it as well. It's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. So, can a computer read you like a book? Johnson, do tell.
Okay, well, apparently this experiment that's going on at MIT's Media Lab, well, after studying psychological literature, Pentland, the guy who's working on this experiment, began to develop several simple computer-based systems to measure what scientists call social signaling. Non-linguistic behavior, such as vocal intonation, facial movement, and gesturing during a conversation. He settled on four basic markers, which he designated activity, engagement, stress, and mirroring. Activity, or the fraction of a time each person talks, is the simplest measurement. Not surprisingly, the more someone talks, the more interested in the conversation he or she is assumed to be. Engagement measures how the speakers influence one another. Are they talking in smooth succession, or are there long pauses between utterances? Does one speaker hesitate more often than another? Stress measures the variation in the pitch and volume of the speaker's voice to determine whether his or her voice betrays any discomfort or anxiety. Mirroring, finally, is a measurement of the speaker's empathy, how frequently he or she adopts the vocal intonations and inflections of the other, or repeats short phrases, such as, uh-huh, and okay.
We've talked about mirroring extensively on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. Or if the other person says them first. Pentland then collaborated with other researchers in fields ranging from psychiatry to business in order to put his markers to the test. Could they be used to predict what would happen in various social situations, say, landing a date, or getting a job, or a raise?
Okay.
In most scenarios, the predictions that Pentland and his colleagues were able to make turned out to be shockingly accurate.
Let me see if I understand this. They are watching people, they're looking at different features, that sort of thing, but they're not actually listening to the conversation itself.
Absolutely, yes.
And they're seeing if they can predict, based on those indicators, what the outcome will be.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to me like if you're going to find out, well, if this guy is asking for a, he's a salesman asking for a sale, or, you know, he's a guy asking for a date, or, you know, he's a guy who's trying to convince someone to join his religion. You know, whatever it is, if you know what the situation is, it would seem to me that just about anybody from naturally could figure out.
A person, yes. A computer, that's another story.
Okay, so it's just on my computer.
Just on my computer.
Ooh.
It says here that, and
a true impartial observer.
Yeah, absolutely. It says, using nothing but these simple non-linguistic clues and analyzing the conversations that lasted between 5 minutes and just over an hour, depending on the experiment, the researchers were able to calculate the likelihood of a given outcome with an average accuracy rate of almost 90%.
Not too shabby.
If men engaged in mirroring, for example, women were more likely to be attracted to them. Men, by contrast, were more attracted to women who varied the tones of their voices.
I think that men would like to hear you describe what mirroring is again.
There really wasn't that great of a description.
No, it wasn't.
It'd be best if we described it.
Well, the term they used was sort of following along closely, and every time they said uh-huh, you said uh-huh. But mirroring is sort of... It's mirroring what the other person's doing.
They turn, if they cock their head to the side, you cock your head to the side.
Right.
If they put their hand forward, you put your hand forward.
If they're leaning forward, you lean forward because it shows you're interested, shows you're also matching.
If they're leaning back and they're relaxed.
You show that you're relaxed.
Relaxed. Because, you know, a relaxed person would, a relaxed woman would have a difficult time, but the guy's just really intense.
Up in her face, yeah, exactly.
I got a lot of questions for you. Let me ask you some questions about you. You know, I wonder about you.
Tone of voice also can be mirrored. Mm-hmm. You know, quickness of speech also can be mirrored.
Very important.
Because if you're talking really fast and the other person in the conversation is not, then that's not a match.
Crazy. Yeah. And so it also says, though, that men, and this was, I found this a little bit interesting by contrast, were more attracted to women who varied the tones of their voices.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
Which is interesting. I mean,
I wonder why.
Make kind of some sense. I don't know. Pentland and several Media Lab graduate students were more attracted to women who... Oh, I'm sorry. Pentland and several Media Lab graduate students used his markers to analyze more than 50 speed dating sessions, where participants interacted with one another for 5 minutes before deciding if they wanted to contact the other person for an actual date.
Okay.
By the end of the analysis, researchers could predict within 83% accuracy whether or not the two people would exchange phone numbers.
Hmm.
Wow.
We didn't know how the people looked, how they smelled, or anything about what they said.
Right.
Explains Pentland. Frankly, it's a little astounding. During simulated contract negotiations, on the other hand, animated speech proved detrimental to a person's successes. Mirroring benefited the lower status party, the model employee, whereas speaking for long stretches at a time worked in favor of the model chief executive.
Hmm.
According to Jared Kurhan, a professor at the Sloan School of Management at MIT and Pentland's collaborator...
Hold on a second, I'd like to examine that. Just jump back to that mirroring part about the executive.
Okay. Mirroring benefited the lower status party, the model employee.
Right. So if you're asking for something from a superior or somebody from whom you're trying to get money...
Be quiet and copy them.
Copy them, yes. Be quiet and copy them. Now, if you're an executive who's negotiating out how to get a better deal out of a subordinate, then talk them to death.
Well, now, also, the reason why that works is because if the executive's doing all the talking, it means they're losing. It's a typical thing in sales. It's one of the old sales adages that he who talks the most is losing.
No,
so
that's not saying that.
That's
that
not saying that.
It's saying just
exactly
the opposite.
Can you read that one more time?
Yes, I'm sorry. Mirroring benefited the lower status party, the model employee, whereas speaking for long stretches at a time worked in favor of the model chief executive.
That sounds to me like they're saying that if the chief executive is speaking in long stretches, that it favors them. Maybe I'm interpreting that wrong.
If the chief executive spoke for long stretches, it benefited him.
Yes.
Oh.
Mirroring, speaking for short amounts of time and just copying someone, works well for somebody who is a subordinate. Speaking for a long amount of time works for somebody if you're in the chief executive.
Now, and here's the reason why the terminology doesn't really work in that. What you were saying, the first man who speaks loses. Because generally...
Not the first man who speaks. He who speaks the most loses.
I've never heard that.
Really?
I've never heard that to be true.
Because
if you're a salesperson... Well, I've done sales, too. If you're a salesperson and you puke your product all over somebody, mm-hmm. there's no way they're going to buy it from you. If you're getting them to tell you what they need, what they want, and then you're showing them how that product works for them, then you've
done... If you're showing someone how a product works for them, because I've done sales as well, if you're showing someone how a product works for them... you will end up doing a lot of talking, but the thing is that you want to engage that person so that they're asking you to speak for long amounts of time.
It depends on the product, and there's different types of sales.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to speak to that. What I'm saying that the first one who speaks loses that particular sales adage.
That's when you're asking for an order.
It's when you're asking for an order. Now, Ian, would you like to buy a Free Talk Live commercial for $1,000?
That's when you shut up. And then the first person who speaks loses.
Right.
That's
because
when that rule comes
in. If I say something more, all I'm doing is compromising the situation.
Right.
Well, you know, if you do buy one for $1,000, maybe I can give you a personal endorsement.
You also have to remember, though, that this isn't just talking about a rule for how you converse. In other words, just speak for a long time and this is the way it's going to work. This is talking about the dynamic of a conversation and what will happen if a conversation goes according to that dynamic.
Right. There's more results from the computer testing here coming up. 800-259-9231. What's really interesting about this is it's the first time they've done it, so it could get better. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Bulletin board systems there. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting. It's totally free. BBS.FreeTalkLive.com. We'll get you to it. That's BBS.FreeTalkLive.com. So, Johnson, you're telling us about a little technological development at, I believe it's MIT University, which is pretty interesting. What they've done is they've created some sort of a computer analysis program to track various different aspects of a human conversation. And essentially, you know, everything from subtle face movements to intonation, that sort of thing. So the computer's tracking these different things, and based on just simply these factors, not actually the conversation itself, but these different factors, these observable factors, the computer is able to predict with stunning accuracy the outcome of the conversation.
Yep. It says here, according to Jared Curran, a professor at the Sloan School of Management at MIT and Pentland's collaborator on the project, social signaling accounted for as much as 30% of the variation in individual outcomes. The two were able to predict whether each negotiator would be successful with an accuracy rate of over 80%. In fact, train human experts have been making similar kinds of behavioral predictions for decades. Marital therapist John Gottman, for example, can predict with 85% accuracy whether or not two people will still be married in 15 years after just examining a few minutes of their interaction.
Holy crap. That's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
I wonder what his percentage is on that.
It says
85%.
85% accuracy.
I got caught up in the what it was that he
That's pretty amazing, right?
Really is.
Gottman's method, which was described...
Now, how useful is this at this point? Now that I've figured out... what it is that they can do. The computer can decide whether or not a sales call is going to work out or whether a guy's going to get a date or whether a married
couple... What's the application beyond science?
Yeah, what is that?
Well,
besides being just interesting.
Maybe learn how to control your speech, you know? Learn how to control your speech patterns. I actually bought a book on speech not too long ago, and I started reading it.
That's an excellent question, man, which where will this go from here? How will this technology be applied? I don't know. Let the market decide.
As salesmen and business people will start learning how to speak in certain patterns and load
to
you
affect
into...
their percentages, yes.
Well, Gottman's method, the marriage counselor guy, was described in Malcolm Gladwell's 2005 bestseller, Blink, apparently a book, relies
very
on...
Very good.
But it relies on simplifying the complex emotional content of people's speech into a few psychologically meaningful categories, such as contempt, anger, defensiveness, and so on. He then calculates the ratio of positive to negative emotions in the conversation, a ratio which, it turns out, is often part of the broader system of a couple's interactions, and thus a reliable basis for prediction.
So essentially that's, to translate that, it essentially says that this ratio of positive to negative emotional display is constantly present.
And I've always believed that, and I've pointed that out to you guys actually on several occasions about controlling language in being positive, being negative, what you put off, how these things and controlling, because language is thought. I mean, it represents when you're communicating ideas, and if you can't control those ideas, then you never know. A single sentence, like I'm always surprised, especially when I hear other people, fans of our podcast, every once in a while you'll see something that's like, whoa, never really thought that would be taken that way.
You mean something we say on the air?
Yeah, sometimes.
Just in general, even something we say in the air, somebody who's like a fan of a movie or, I don't know, like the example that's coming to mind is I listened to another podcast that's done by a flamingly gay guy.
Okay.
And he started talking about there's a character on a cartoon called Drawn Together. It's just a racist stereotype character. It's a black girl called Foxy Love.
Okay.
And he was just playing some stuff, but he just loved that character. And I was just taken aback. It just seemed very strange to me to hear this, flaming homosexual talking about this character in such a way. Just he was playing some clips of some songs that were played in the show, and it was just in a completely different context than I ever would have expected that clip to be cut out of a show and put into this context of, hey, look at how gay this is. Because I mean the whole concept of this guy's show is he's just flamingly gay, and he's trying to be flamingly gay. So he took this clip out of the show and put it into a completely different frame and a completely different context. And, certain people just interpret things totally differently. They put their context. It's like art. When you look at a piece of art, people bring their own context to it. You can't ever really control. And language and thought is the exact same way. You never know. When you say something,
how
individual words...
Right.
You think that the other person is interpreting it the way you want them to, how often is that really happening?
That's a great
Probably
point.
Not very often.
A lot of people are guilty of taking their own preferences and applying them to the other person. They think, well, that person must be thinking the way I'm thinking because I'm me and I'm great.
Well, that or just because...
That's
not the case. Even because just because you get to know someone and they're your friend or you've been hanging out with someone for a long time or you think you know them. And that isn't always the case. You think you might know the way somebody's thinking about something.
But you don't.
You don't. You don't really. Not ever.
Even if you've known them for a long time.
Even if you've known them for a very long time, you don't know. Always for sure.
Besides, they could snap. They could totally change their persona.
Yep. Things happen. So I think that that's interesting. You know, he talks about this, controlling negative emotions, controlling positive emotions, and talking about that. He says, they go on to say, our goal was to measure signals of speaker attitude rather than trying to puzzle out the speaker's internal state. That was written in Computer Magazine.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. If you've ever had an experience with a conversation and it didn't turn out the way that you had expected it would based on the other person's participation, we definitely want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Tim, you should pot up your...
More. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got another auction going on right now. The third banner on our website up for sale. You can buy it and put up virtually anything.
You can get in on the auction action.
That's right. bidding starts at $1. So go and place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. And you could win a slot on our website for an entire month. Again, that's auction.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, some final thoughts on this computer program that is able to analyze the subtleties of a conversation, of a human conversation, and predict with astounding accuracy the outcome.
Well, of course, the marriage counselor guy, the guy who's able to predict with 85% accuracy, supposedly,
right,
the outcome of somebody's marriage 15 years down the road from listening to them speak for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm,
says Gottman, his name's Gottman, for one, is skeptical about the possibility of analyzing human interactions without delving into the content of the exchange. You're only going to get so far with non-linguistic measures, he says. You need to get closer and focus on the emotional nuances.
Pet, which is what this computer program does.
Well, no, the computer program is only focusing on the non-linguistic cues. I mean, it's, yes, emotional tone and stuff like that. I think it's conveyed. I think all the emotion and all that stuff is conveyed in people's tones, pitches, pauses.
Right.
I think that's all there. All that information is there. It's just not being interpreted. I mean,
okay.
I don't think it needs to be, but Gottman thinks it does. Anyway. Of course he would. He's a human analyzer. He doesn't want to see
a
computer
replaced by
a
machine.
Job. I mean, really, if a machine... I mean, why do you need marriage counseling if a machine just goes, you're incompatible, give it up?
You know, I've got two comments here. The funny thing is I always said this as a personal trainer. They have those electroimpedance fat analyzers, which are like the scales that tell you how fat you are, or the little device you
hold
in your
hand.
Is that
like an e-meter, like the Scientologists use?
It looks like that. But... personal trainers do not believe in them. The only way to tell your real body fat is with the calipers. You know why? Because you need a personal trainer to administer
right.
them.
Right. Of course. Well, Pentland, the developer of this computer program, is candid about the limitations of his approach. But he insists that there are many situations in which analyzing non-linguistic data could be useful. For predicting things like dating, hiring, or winning a negotiation, it's better than any other approach I know of, he asserts. Pentland's point, he claims, was not to find a foolproof method for predicting all human behavior, but to show that social signaling impacts behavioral outcomes far more than is commonly assumed. Of course, if Pentland is right about the importance of social signaling, we might want to be more aware of our non-linguistic behavior.
Absolutely. If you can become more aware of what you're doing just on a subconscious level, you'll be more in control of yourself.
It is hard. Pentland says he has been looking into commercializing his research, and he already has a few ideas. One product that's currently in the works, the Elevator Rater, a program designed to assess your delivery of 60-second sales pitches and help you learn to sound more persuasive and charismatic.
Because a 60-second speech is called your elevator speech.
Ah.
It's like if you get into an elevator and somebody
that's all
says,
the time you have.
So what do you do? Well... I work at a talk show and we
want to buy some ads,
you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's a libertarian talk show and we do current calls.
Right.
I like this one. This one works for you too, Mark. Another potential product is something Pentland calls the Jerkometer. It's a real-time speech analysis application that runs on your cell phone and will let you know when your voice is getting out of control.
That's awesome. Or it could also let maybe like a girl know if she's dealing with a guy, she's on a date. It just kind of like sets off a little alarm to let her know, this guy's a jerk, don't go home with
him. Pentland says, my wife came up with the name. Like many wives, she sometimes complains that I don't really listen to her when we're on the phone.
More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. What happens when a mayor propositions a woman for sex? We'll find out.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.